The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You. Rebecca Miller is having some audio problems. We can't hear her at all. So Rebecca, maybe you want to change your setting. So today we have a great show. Of course, there's a little technology snafu as always. I'm here. This is Christina Liu. I'm here with Otto Loos. And we are speaking with the wonderful fire marshal. And I know, Otto, would you like to give a little introduction?
Well, I believe you know my son, Eric. From the
we're firefighters together.
Yeah, right, at the Manhattan Lakeville. So he says hello. That's one. And he gave you a positive review. So that was a good thing, too.
That's always a step in the right direction.
Yeah, right. He speaks very highly of you and very happy that you've moved along as you have through the ranks. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to hear from somebody who has been through all the years and experience you've been through. I think one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, and frankly, I didn't until I prepared for this show, is the depth of what is involved as far as a fire marshal is concerned. And the involvement, as I understand it, and we'd love to hear from you a little bit about, like I looked up, there's 71 volunteer fire departments in Nassau County. And within that, there's companies. And all of these basically are coordinated and trained and whatnot through your department, as I understand it. So maybe if you could give us a little bit of an overview of all the things that are done in your department, I think that would be a good start.
Great. I'd love to explain what we do and I guess how the whole system works. Basically, the Nassau County Fire Commission was established back in 1938. There are 71 volunteer fire departments throughout all of Nassau County. They're 100% volunteer. They do have some paid employees or career employees that assist with driving, and there's some career emergency medical technicians and paramedics that they have to help bolster the staffing. But our office, basically, we're considered the county fire coordinator. So we basically coordinate. We coordinate the departments. We make sure that their training is available for them. Nassau County has one of the best fire service academies in the country. They give an array of courses from just your basic fire suppression courses and the utilization of the air masks, or as we call them, self-contained breathing apparatus, so that when they're ready to respond, they respond as professional firefighters, just as you have in your career departments, such as the FDNY. They have courses also that work with carbon monoxide, so we can make sure that they stay on top of the most relative new situations that confront them. Chemical response following the events of 9/11. They took weapons of mass destruction and, building collapse courses, building construction courses. Unfortunately, in this day and age, active shooter has become something that we have to be prepared to respond to. So that when people pick up the phone, whether it's at a home or a business, and they call 911 and they get the fire department to respond, they're ready to do what they're supposed to do, and they're ready to, you know, take care of the situation, get on top of the situation, and solve the person's problem that called. You can't kind of go to a fire scene and put your hands up in the air and say, I don't know what to do. I have to call somebody. But we run a hazardous materials team as well that responds on all hazardous materials calls, from car accidents to 2 weeks ago, we had an overturned 11,000 gallon gasoline tanker that we work with the fire department to offload safely. And the operation went smoothly because of the fact that the firefighters are trained to such a high level.
When somebody becomes a volunteer, they have to go to the academy, I understand, right? So how long would you as a rookie volunteer have to be trained before you actually are able to go out on any kind of activity? You know, how long do you spend in the academy, really?
Their first year as a probie firefighter, as we call them, probationary firefighters, is probably about a year. And that doesn't mean every day of the year because of the fact that our volunteers have full-time jobs, whether it be doctors working on television, working for government, whatever it may be. We have to make it flexible for them. So they go to a 9-week course, at least most recently, I remember, was a 9 weeks on one day a week that they go to the fire academy to learn the essentials of firefighting. That's the terminologies, all different types of things that help build you into the knowledge you need to be a firefighter, the decisions you have to make on the fly pretty quickly when you're in a dangerous environment. And then they go for a full week of actually hands-on training that they light fires. They teach the guys how to operate with their air masks. They teach them what happens when you get lost, what happens when you get entangled in something and you have to escape yourself. They teach them about rescue, how to carry somebody out of a burning structure, and everything from rope rescue. So they give them a whole gamut of a lot of information in 1 week. Then their home fire department also teaches them at least once a week. They learn everything from rope rescue to how to use foam, how to pump a fire truck, to how to put a ladder up, to how to climb the 100-foot ladder and rappel down off the ladder. So this way they're versed in multiple different categories. So they understand, like I was saying before, that when the pager goes off and the horn blows or the siren blows at the firehouse and you get on that truck, when you arrive at someone's home or someone's business, you're ready to help. And so it's very labor intensive. And then even after you get off probation and you're a full-fledged firefighter, you still have to go to recurring trainings every year to keep yourself current and ready and able to respond.
I think a lot of people take the volunteer fire department for granted personally. And what you're just describing, the commitment, and, you know, all of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, the siren goes off and away you go. I think they deserve a tremendous amount of credit, everybody who volunteers. And I don't think people understand the extent of training and time that they have to put in. You know, there's a bit of an image that it's a big party and whatnot. And I would say, yes, camaraderie is an important part of the fire department, but that's secondary compared to all the other stuff that goes on. So it's a little bit of an editorial on my part because I think the appreciation is not had by all. And I think they have to understand the depth of commitment that's involved.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if you wanted to speak.
No.
But yes, I definitely appreciate the fact that your statement, it is very true. I think a lot of it's a misunderstanding in some cases of how the volunteer fire department works. A lot of people think that everybody sleeps at the firehouse, and actually, you know, new to the 21st century, we do have crews now that sleep in at the firehouse, or they do what they call duty time. So they're in the firehouse when the call comes out, and they enhance and make their response quicker and faster. But it's a lot of people forget when those sirens go off, and I know they irritate people. I have one down the block for me that when it goes off, it'll blow me right out of bed. But that's part of the whole mechanism of alerting people. They have their fire pagers, they have their cell phone that chimes, that lets them know there's a call coming in. But the only true backup to your pagers is those sirens. And they haven't come up with a better way yet. But you know, we tell a lot of people, think of the fact that when that siren goes off, as much as it's an inconvenience to you, those guys may be responding to your neighbor's house that's on fire, or to your neighbor's house who's having a heart attack. And, you know, so your couple of minutes of inconvenience from all that racket noise is getting these guys out of bed. They're responding to the firehouse. I'm a little slower than I used to be. I'm going to be 50 this year. But I have 32 years with the Manhasset Lakeville Fire Department, and that's how I know your son, Eric. And, you know, and there's a camaraderie. I know it's been said, and sometimes we have some, probably, I think, misdirected criticisms that it's a club, it's an elite club. It is a club. We have a great time. We have a lot of camaraderie. We do a lot of events together. But the key to this club is it's open to everybody. It's neighbors helping neighbors. So all you have to do is come down. If you have a firefighter that lives on your block, you know, knock on their door, ask them a couple of questions. We are constantly actively recruiting. And a lot of people say, well, how can we help with response times? And the best way to help with response times is more firefighters, you know, from the community. So we, our demographics here in Long Island and especially in North Hempstead are changing. And we want to get to every community and say, you know, this isn't, you know, it's not the boys club. It's we have a lot of female firefighters that are just as good, competent, and in some cases, a little better than some of our firefighters out there. We have emergency medical technicians. So it's a good thing.
We actually have to take a break right now. We will continue with our guest, Mike Utaro, and we've been talking to him about fire safety. We will be right back.